Alice and Megan Forever, written by Judy Curtin and read by Caroline Lennon. Grace and I learned lots of things that afternoon. Lots of things about how not to make queen cakes. First, Alice turned on the electric mixer at full speed and sent the butter and sugar she'd borrowed flying into the air. Some of it rained down on Miss Leonard's head. She looked up at the ceiling and shook her head. "Don't tell me that ceiling is leaking again," she said. "I thought that had been repaired during the summer." Grace and I had to hide under the table, we were laughing so much. Alice dragged us out. "Go and borrow more ingredients from someone," she said crossly. "I'm just getting the hang of this." Grace and I did as she asked, but things only got worse from there. Alice managed to drop one egg on the floor, and then she cracked another one so hard that it slithered out of her hand and all over the tabletop, like a gross, slimy yellow river. Grace distracted Miss Leonard while Alice cleaned it up, and I tried to find someone else with two eggs to spare. "Thanks, Meg. Thanks, Grace," said Alice. "I'll share the cakes with you both for being so nice." "Must you?" asked Grace, and even Alice laughed at that. Much, much later, it was time to take the cakes out of the oven. "Stand back, girls," said Alice, as she picked up the oven gloves and opened the oven. "This is my big moment." Then she went very quiet. She carried the tray of cakes to our table and put them down. Miss Leonard came over. "Those cakes are a total disaster," she said. Even Alice couldn't deny that. All the other groups had managed to produce beautiful, golden cakes. Alice's were completely flat and yellow-looking, a bit like stodgy flying saucers. Luckily, someone at the other side of the room dropped something and Miss Leonard went over to investigate. "Was that self-raising flour you used?" I asked. Alice shrugged. "How would I know? I thought there was only one kind. Anyway, it's too late now. Help me pack up and we can get out of here before Miss Leonard finds something else to give out about." She shoved the cakes into her bag, gave the table a quick wipe, and then we set off for home. After a while, a dog started to follow us. "Look," said Alice, "he smells the cakes. The poor little thing must be hungry. Here, doggy, you can have one." She reached into her bag and pulled out a cake. She held it towards the dog. He sniffed carefully and then ran away, whining. Grace and I laughed. "What?" said Alice, like she didn't know what was so funny. Grace and I laughed some more. Alice shrugged. "It's not my fault," she said. "If there was a class in ordering pizzas, I'd get an A for sure." I laughed again. That afternoon had been the most fun I'd had in ages. Secondary school wasn't turning out the way I had hoped, but I knew I'd always have home ec on Fridays to look forward to, and things seemed a little bit better.